What's up, my beautiful friends, and welcome to the Glow Podcast, where we discuss confidence, mindset, manifestation, and so much more. My name is Mariana, and I am here to help you banish your negative thinking and limiting doubts so that you can glow in all aspects of your life. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. What's up, my beautiful friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm doing something a little bit different because I'm also doing a video of this podcast. So right now I don't really know where to be looking, if I'm looking into the camera or if I'm looking at the microphone as I usually do, but this is something that I've wanted to do for a while. So if you're curious to see what I look like while I record the podcast, then feel free to jump on my YouTube channel and I'm gonna upload it there. I mean, to be honest, I don't always get ready to record the podcast. Usually I'm just in my hoodie and sweatpants, but today I put on one of my favorite shirts. It's like a super pink shirt and I love it, just to feel a little bit better because I haven't been feeling great the last few weeks, months actually, and that's also why I haven't uploaded a new podcast, and that's why I'm here today to kind of fill you in and let you know what has been happening and what is still happening. And if you follow me on Instagram, then you'll probably already know a lot. But if you don't, then the last, it's 2 months now, I think it's like 8 weeks, have been super challenging because my love, Axel, has been in the hospital. And everything happened so fast. So fast, in fact, that I'm still integrating it. And I really feel like a part of me for a long time was in shock, if that makes sense. And only now that things are getting a little better. I mean, not a little, they're getting a lot better really fast, which is great, right? That's amazing. A part of me, though, is still processing those really tough emotions that I didn't have the space to process when the things were happening. So everything is coming up to the surface right now, and that's really why I want to talk about it also, and really just again say that, you know, sometimes when life gives us lemons, we make lemonade. I should call this podcast that, because really life is unpredictable and we can't change circumstances. We can only change how we look at things, and we can only change what mindset we have when we go through things. And this was one of the hardest things that I've ever gone through. And I really feel like maybe my story can help or inspire some of you who maybe are going through something similar of caring for someone who's very ill and being like really close to that. And not collapsing, you know, and seeing the light, seeing the good things, because I know how incredibly challenging it is. When you're in it, you feel like, oh, I mean, at least for me, it felt like the world was ending. But I'm gonna get back to that. I just want to kind of fill you in. And obviously, I'm not gonna be sharing the whole story just because it's not really my story only to tell. It's obviously Axel's story. And I really feel like it's better to wait until he's ready to talk about it, and then maybe we can talk about it together. But I can talk about things that we've agreed on sharing, right? And also my experience with it. So like I said, everything happened really quickly. It was 2 months ago, about 8 weeks ago, when Axel started having really bad back pain, and he was just saying, oh, I think I injured myself in the gym, I think I pulled a muscle or blocked a nerve or something. We really thought it was a blocked nerve, so we actually went to the doctor, we went to the neurologist, we went to so many places. We went to the chiropractor, a physiotherapist, and everywhere they told us, yeah, it's just a blocked muscle, like go home and chill out. Like, basically, they were saying, like, oh, you're overreacting. Chill out. And, you know, it's not like we went to one place. We went to many places, and we got many different opinions. And all of them were telling us, oh, you're just overreacting. Go home. It's going to be better in a few days. So, you know, how do you know any better than like go against that? Like, you know, we just thought like, okay, yeah, it's just a blocked nerve. You just gotta lay it out. Well, the pain got progressively worse, and it was scary, but obviously I was not expecting at all for it to be as serious as it was. And that's another reason why I'm talking about this, is that whenever you kind of intuitively know that something's really wrong in your body, and even if you are going to hospitals and doctors and they're telling you like, no, you're fine, like really get those tests done, and really don't take no as an answer, really is what I want to say, because you really never know. And yeah, I mean, for weeks I had such like a guilt feeling that we didn't find it sooner, that we didn't do more, but really, like, who would have thought, you know? And that's also with like cancer prevention and Pinktober, that's why I posted about it so much. Really, ladies, please get your breasts checked, and men, please get, I don't know what tests they give like every year. I don't know how it is for men, but whatever you can get it checked, please, and prevent it, because cancer is a really ugly disease. But yeah, I'm gonna get back to that. Also, I'm kind of jumping back and forth, because honestly, the last 2 weeks have been like a blur. Like, did that even happen? What was that? Crazy, absolutely crazy. But yeah, basically everywhere they told us that it's nothing, that we're overreacting, go home. And then after like 5 days, we went to another person, and then they were the first person to suggest that maybe there's something bigger going on. They thought it was like an infection that's going on because of the symptoms that Axel had, and I'm sure that one day he will talk about it. But then they said that maybe it's the appendix, like an appendix rupture. So we were like, so funny, because at the time we were like, no, not the appendix. Like, oh, that's horrible. I'll have to get a surgery. Like, girl, like that would have been a good thing back then. But yeah, we obviously didn't know. So then we went to the hospital to like get the surgery, because this doctor was like super certain that it's the appendix, and she was like, yeah, you're gonna get operated today, and by tomorrow you're already gonna be feeling so much better. So we went to like the main hospital knowing this and thinking that that's what's gonna happen. Well, we get there and they proceed to do a million other tests, and they're like, wait, actually this is not the appendix, this is a lot more serious than we thought. And I guess this is hard to talk about, because I don't want to share too many things that maybe Axel wouldn't be comfortable with me sharing it, or maybe that he wants to share alone. But basically what you guys already know is that Axel has cancer, and he has Burkitt lymphoma cancer, or how we say it is that he had cancer, because his treatment has been working so well that now there's no more detectable cancer, which is crazy. But yeah, he had cancer, and so that's what they found out. And I cannot explain to you the feeling that I had when they told me that. And Axel was like, he was basically like really really like out of it, you know. So I was dealing with all of the doctors, also we were in Prague, so I was dealing with everyone in check, and they told me that when we were waiting there, they're like, actually, it's not the appendix, it's something, we're thinking it's like oncological cancer. And I was like, no, there's no way. No, you're wrong. And they were like, we hope we're wrong, but we're going to do a lot of other tests. So he went in for a bunch of scans, an ultrasound, a CT scan, I believe also a PET scan, like so many scans. And I was there with him, right? And then in one of the scans, I was in the scanning room, like not in the place where he was, but in like the room with the doctor. And like then I just saw his, basically like where the cancer was. And I was like, what the hell? Like, it just lit up completely. And I was like, this cannot be happening. I was honestly in shock. That was, you know how when you go through something so traumatic, you just are in shock. You kind of just like, you don't cry, you don't, nothing. You're just kind of like, speechless. And so, obviously, the most important thing was to keep Axel in a good mental state, kind of. Well, at this point, he was in severe pain, right? He had severe back pain. And then telling him the news, because the doctors in Prague didn't really speak English that well. So I was translating everything. So that was really hard, but it was actually better because I could filter what the doctor said, because oftentimes doctors, they give you the nocebo. You know, the nocebo is like, I believe it's called a nocebo. Like, they give you the worst case scenario, you know? They kind of like to scare you, I guess. I don't know. At least that was my experience. That they tell you basically everything that's bad. And so that was really good that Axel didn't understand that, because I could then filter what, like, the actual important information that he needed to hear, and not like what the doctors were thinking was the worst case scenario. You know what I mean? So in that sense, it was better, but it was definitely scary. Like, for, you know, like for a 22-year-old, for the doctors to tell you, like, we don't know if your 26-year-old love of your life is going to make it. Like, I don't know if anyone has ever gone through that, but that is pain. Like, I've gone through pain in my life, but this is pain on a whole another level. And I wouldn't, honestly, I wouldn't wish it upon my worst enemy. Not that I have any enemies. I don't, but I wouldn't wish it upon anyone. Yeah, and that's really when things started. And ever since then, he didn't really leave the hospital at all. Yeah, and then there were like many emergency surgeries and stuff like that. And then he was transferred to a different hospital in Prague, which is a whole nother topic in itself, because how I would summarize the whole experience in the other hospital in Prague, I would just summarize it as, what the hell were the doctors thinking? Like, are you good? They honestly disappointed me so much. And the justice warrior in me is like, I need to do something about this. And I'm already thinking of what I can do to change the system here in the Czech Republic based on my experience, which was horrible. And do some sort of cancer foundation or something. I honestly don't know how to do that at all, but I'm thinking eventually in the future, that's definitely something that I will do, and be a sort of advocate for everyone that's going through this, because, you know, I don't even know how, like, not that they didn't care really, but just they didn't, the fact that I have something to compare it to with the Berlin hospital is just incomparable. The care, how the doctors treat him, the treatment that he gets, everything is just, no, it's just honestly incomparable. So basically he got transferred to another hospital where they were supposed to do the biopsy to figure out what cancer it is. And they didn't do it, first of all, and then they just let him lay there while he was in so much pain. And the cancer was growing, obviously, but they didn't do anything. And then it got really bad after a few days. And then it looked really bad. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was so close. And I remember like five doctors sitting me down and saying, Like, he's not gonna make it. There's nothing else we can do. And I was like looking at them like, how can you say that? You have to do everything. Like, he's 26 years old. Like, he has his whole life in front of him. Like, how can you say that? And it was hard because I was the only one there, right? Because Axel's brother and sister, they live super far away in Germany. And so I was dealing with all of these things alone. And I'm not saying that as like, feel sorry for me. Not at all. But I'm just sharing with you that it was hard, you know, and hearing that and then being like, how can you say that? So I was like, no, absolutely not. I don't take this. They were looking at me like I'm crazy, but I was like, I don't take this. Like, I don't believe that it's his time yet. And I know that it's not his time yet. I know that he is meant to do amazing things in this world. He is meant to help so many more people, and it's just not the time yet. So you better fucking do whatever you can to save this kid, because he is still so young, you know? And so I was like, no, like, you have to transfer him. I was like, well, okay, what's happening? Kidneys are failing. Okay, so you're going to transfer him. I, like, delegated. I was like, they were kind of like, okay. I was like, you're going to take him to the intensive care unit here in the hospital. You're, whatever you need to do, you're going to do a dialysis for the kidneys. But, I mean, I'm happy that I knew about that. That's, thank you, my high school biology teacher. We had a whole topic on kidney dialysis, so I knew exactly that that's something that works, you know, and that helps, and that's every hospital has, and it's possible to do. So I was like, you're going to do a dialysis. Maybe you're even going to do a blood transfusion. We'll see. Just take him to the intensive care unit. They'll help him out there. And so they were like, okay. So then we transferred him to the intensive care. But I just was not comfortable in that hospital at all, and I just really know that if we would have left him there, then things would have ended really differently, because of just the care. It's so disappointing, and it's crazy to think that they're so far behind Germany. Like, we're not, Berlin is like a 4-hour car ride, but medically we're so behind them. Something's not right there. And I, like I said, the justice warrior in me is like, I gotta change that one day. Anyways, so that day I call his brother and his sister. They immediately come and we start organizing the emergency transfer to Berlin, and then the next day we transfer him to Berlin, where in just I don't know if it was a day or 2 days, they managed to do the biopsy, they managed to do all other tests that in Prague they said that it's not time yet to do. What? So they did all that, and then they diagnosed the cancer, Burkitt lymphoma, and then they started the treatment chemo on Thursday. Okay, so he got into Berlin like Wednesday early morning, like Tuesday night, I think it was 2 a.m. on Wednesday, and on Thursday they already had the diagnosis and the treatment available. That's how fast it was. Whereas in Prague, they didn't do shit, you know? Sorry for my language, but I don't understand that at all. And so started treatment, and then it was really challenging, and then it went down, and then it went back up, you know? Cancer is just, one day you feel like you're on the top of the world, and then the next day you feel like you've hit the complete rock bottom, and you're never gonna get up. Really, it's these two extremes. Like, I felt at times that I couldn't get up. Like, I was just so exhausted, you know, and it was just such a low, and it just felt so scary to be going through alone. Luckily, I had my amazing mom who helped me a lot, but still, I was right there, you know? So, yeah. But then it got challenging again once the treatment started, but then it got better again, and now it's at a point where it's just so good. He just finished the second block of chemo, and the doctors are even talking that maybe he can go home for a few days before the next chemo, which is just unbelievable, because 2 weeks ago he couldn't even sit up, you know, he couldn't talk properly, he couldn't, nothing, and now now it's a possibility to go home. Like, he is insane, like insanely amazing. I mean, insanely strong. He's such a warrior. The whole time he was fighting like a freaking lion. I'm just, I have like so much love for him because seeing him fight with such strength is truly humbling. And I was there through the whole thing. I was there with him every day in Prague. I was there with him every day in Berlin, how much they let me in. But so I saw him fighting and I saw how hard it was, but he fought through, and now we're kind of like almost, it feels like we're almost at the end, you know, which is crazy. I mean, as fast as it started, that's just how fast it's kind of ending, you know. For me, it's like, ah, what's happening? But obviously it's amazing. And someone's starting to do some construction above me, so I better wrap it up. Sorry if you can hear it in the audio. Oh no, I hope they're not gonna be constructing right now. I really hope that you can't hear it. But yeah, basically right now things are going really, really well. He's even gaining weight, which is great. And he's feeling a lot stronger. He's walking alone. He's sitting alone. Like, that's amazing. And so I have a really good feeling about it, and I'm feeling really hopeful. But like I said at the beginning, there's still like a part of me that has suppressed emotions, even though I'm the type of person that doesn't run away from emotions, even though right now I feel a lot of anger for the person starting construction above me. So no, I'm kidding. But I usually like face my emotions. Even in the moment, I cried a lot when it was happening, but right now it's kind of all coming back, and I even have nightmares about it, and I woke up screaming and like nightmares about losing him, you know. So it's definitely inside of me still. But I had therapy almost every week, which is amazing. I'm a huge advocate for therapy during anything because it helps so much. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to give you a little bit of an update and show you that, you know, we can't, like I said, we can't influence circumstances in our life, but we can only influence how we look at things that happen. And nothing is happening to us. Everything is happening for us. And in everything, there is a learning lesson and a reason why something is happening. And I can see quite clear what the reason is now. I mean, I'm sure that we'll even see that more as time goes by. We'll see why this happened. But it definitely came to serve a purpose, to teach us something at such a young age. And I definitely can say with 100% certainty that I will never look at the world in the same way again as I did before. I was super ignorant about many things, and I thought, to be honest, I thought that I knew better than many people. It was just crazy, you know, in terms of like treatment and stuff. And it's just, if you don't go through it, you don't know, you know, and you think that you know, but you don't. And I thought that I knew, and I thought that I had all of these answers, but I didn't. And then it happened, and I was like, okay, actually, I don't know anything, and I'm just gonna pray here and, you know, just go through it. So yeah, it was a huge learning lesson. I mean, it still is, it's still happening. But the reason why I'm back on podcast is because I really feel like, okay, now we're through the worst of it, and now it's only up from here. Because there were weeks, obviously, where we didn't know at all. And I honestly, I couldn't imagine my life at all, like, without him. I just felt like there's nothing that even I would have wanted to share during that time with you. It was just complete focus on him and just giving him the support. And I'm so happy that I did, because I can see what a difference it makes. If I was there with him, how quickly he was improving just because someone was there with him, someone was stroking him, someone was holding his hand. He was not going through it alone. Honestly, my greatest admiration goes out to people who are going through this alone. Please feel free to text me so that you can feel that you're never alone, so that we can make a sort of group or something. Because, oh, it's hard. It's really hard. I usually don't say that things are hard. I usually say things are challenging because of, you know, positive self-talk, and challenging kind of makes you feel like you can go through things and hard kind of like demotivates you. But I gotta say this, like, this was really, really hard. But yeah, now we're through the worst of it, and it's only up from here. And I'm already excited about how many beautiful, beautiful things we'll do with Axel and work on our foundation together to build schools and improve the life of others. And I knew it. Deep down, I knew that it's not his time yet. It's just not. And I'm happy that he fought. I'm happy that he fought for us, for our future also, as selfish as it might sound, you know? Because at times I was like, you can't leave me here. You know, I've gone through so much shit, and then finally I find someone amazing, and like, you're gonna leave me? No, no freaking way. You're staying. I was literally like, you're staying. You're healing. And I'm happy that I did, because... yeah, now we're here, and now I can talk about it, and things are getting so much better. So yeah, moral of the story is never lose faith. Everything is happening for some reason, even if the reason is not clear to you right now. You'll see that in a few months or years, you'll look back and you'll be like, okay, that's why that was happening. I'm sure about everything. I'm sure that everything has a lesson. So yeah, I think that's everything. I hope that kind of gave you an update about what has been happening. And I hope that from now on I can be back on podcasts regularly, because I love connecting with you guys in this way. Also, you can let me know if you liked this video version also on YouTube. I feel like it's more personal. When you guys can even see me, what I look like and stuff. But you can let me know if it's like, you know, you're not enjoying that at all, then that's totally cool also. Yeah, that's all for everything. I hope you have a beautiful day. Remember that whatever you're going through, you're never alone. And you got this. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Glow Podcast. If you enjoyed it, then please don't forget to leave a review and share it with a friend that you think might benefit from listening to this episode. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you in the next episode.